California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has shifted his focus from the state's multi-billion-dollar budget crisis. Instead, he's been spending both his time and political capital on reforming workers' compensation. The state's troubled workers' comp system has been blamed for causing businesses to leave the Golden State, and a comprehensive solution has eluded lawmakers for years. John Myers of member station KQED reports.
Shoppers arriving at a wholesale warehouse store in the suburbs of Sacramento last week found themselves face-to-face with California's celebrity governor.
Hey, how are you? Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hi, good to see you.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was dressed in what has become his now familiar campaign uniform. Khaki pants, a white shirt open at the collar, and a black jacket. The logo embroidered on the latest version of the campaign jacket says, "Join Arnold, fix workers' comp."
Workers' compensation costs are the highest in the nation here in California, and we want to turn it around.
After getting two budget measures approved by voters on March 2nd, the governor is now focused on finding a fix for California's $18 billion workers' compensation insurance system. Everyone agrees that business owners have been saddled with insurance premiums that, in some cases, have tripled. But there is disagreement on who's profiting from those high rates. Sam Sorich is president of the Association of California Insurance Companies.
Over 20 insurance companies have gone insolvent, not because they were charging too much, but because they were charging too little.
Injured workers, trial lawyers, and doctors also have a huge stake in how the system is reformed. Meantime, lawmakers and economists say all of this is adding even more pressure to California's already struggling economy. That's led Schwarzenegger to lengthy negotiations over the last 3 weeks with the legislature on ways to reform the system. But at the same time, he is working on a plan B.
I want to make sure that everyone understands that we are here today to gather signatures. We need 1 million signatures by April 16th.
So in a classic case of the political carrot and stick approach, Schwarzenegger is also collecting signatures for a workers' comp initiative for the California ballot in November if lawmakers fail to act.
I'll make sure they sign our petition, okay?
So we get to know again.
Last week's carefully choreographed event at the warehouse store seemed to be designed as a reminder to legislators that the governor can go it alone. But Democrats think that's the wrong strategy. Los Angeles Democrat Fabian Nunez, Speaker of the California Assembly, spoke to reporters after a recent meeting with Schwarzenegger.
I don't think California wants to see a political fight, quite frankly. California and voters in this state want us to solve workers' comp, and they want us to do it in a bipartisan fashion. They want us to find common ground.
And even with Schwarzenegger's latest deadline for a workers' comp deal now just 2 days away, there are signs of finding that common ground. In fact, the governor may be coming around to a key Democratic demand that fixing the system requires, in part, re-regulating the rates charged to business owners. That's a proposal his fellow Republicans and the insurance industry have both fought against. But it may appeal to voters.
People like action, action, action. They also like compromise, compromise, compromise.
Jack Pitney is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in Los Angeles. He says even though politicians in California can't replicate the larger-than-life persona of the Schwarzenegger political playbook, they can learn something about the art of compromise from the new governor.
Schwarzenegger represents the kind of bipartisan Mr. Goodwrench figure that a lot of California voters have looked for a long time.
And with so many players in the workers' comp debate having so many differing interests, political watchers believe the only guaranteed winner in the ultimate deal will be Arnold Schwarzenegger. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.